Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 397 for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly higher Wednesday morning as losses in the vegetable oil market were overpowered by currency issues. Canola was anywhere from 40 cents to $4 higher, with the July contract checking in at $517.70 a ton. That's up 90 cents. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Traders are also a bit hesitant to sell right now ahead of the long weekend. However, on the other side, soybeans were tilting to the downside and crude oil was also lower. Estimates for U.S. soy acreage are expected to rise, and that was bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower, with the July contract at $10.74 a bushel. The market corrected lower this morning after hitting its high point in nearly 2 years yesterday. Investment funds backed off, and that was bearish for the market. Strength in the U.S. dollar undermined futures, along with bad weather in South America. Corn was 1 cent stronger, with the July contract checking in at $3.98 a bushel. More and more farmers in the U.S. have started to market their old corn crop as prices approach the magical $4 a bushel level. As a result, basis levels are being pressured in many areas. Selling by speculators looks inevitable at some point, but right now there is enough interest from large commercials to keep them at bay. Gains in crude oil help to support corn. U.S. wheat was half a cent higher, with the July contract checking in at $4.81 a bushel. The market was pressured by spillover selling in soybeans and the stronger U.S. dollar. The U.S. winter crop is improving, and that weighed on futures. There are some concerns about conditions in the North China Plains, but globally around the Northern Hemisphere, much of the wheat looks to be in reasonably good shape. The chart appears to be pointing downward. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.